This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Beautiful Wednesday, and it's time now. We're late, but the Rock Wars is here. We'll do a real quick one today because we have to get through it fast. Before we get to it, by the way, and this is not going to be about the Rock Wars, they were doing an expose on Matt Lauer's behavior at the Huffington Post. They were about to break it. And the writer's like, wow, NBC beat us to the punch, basically, and said they fired him before we could level the accusations. I and other reporters have been aware of several women who have come forward privately in the past few months. Even before the Weinstein stuff broke, they weren't willing to go public right away. They were terrified Matt Lauer put the fear of God into these women. He had relationships with reporters outside NBC that he cultivated just for this purpose, and they knew it. He is one of the worst you'll hear about, not in terms of the kind of misconduct, but the way in which he manipulated these women into silence afterwards. It's evil and it's frightening. NBC was completely aware. There are multiple women we've spoken with, far-ranging accusations against Lauer.
That's, you know what's so funny about it? It's like his attitude like on the air. So
yeah, he's just a jovial guy. He's having a cup of joe with you to start the day. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Today's Show.
It's like if you hear of Beth over at
right.
KEZ came out.
Just straps on and crushes the interns. Hey, it's Beth and Friends going to be at Fox 10 a little bit later talking about great patterns for your napkins for the holidays. So
you say get those a word out there, and I will kill you.
And we'll be right back.
All right, who's sucking the strap on? We got an 8-minute break. Don't suck, don't get paid.
Hey, we're back. It's Christmas time. We're about to play all that Christmas music you love and have for years.
It's everything people hate. They
hate being fooled.
Yeah, not being real.
Hate being fooled. People don't like it.
And secrets. NBC jumping it, and then
crazy.
The Huffington Post has all this other stuff.
Right.
It creates more.
Oh, now the curiosity's crazy. But they said NBC staffers came forward that Matt sexually assaulted her at the Olympics. There have been rumors about Matt having affairs with subordinates at NBC for years, but they were believed to be consensual. Still not right. The one in Rio evidently was not consensual. Several news higher-ups knew about this. They will fall to. So all of NBC News is about to take a huge collapse based on kind of hiding this for Matt.
Wow.
If that's true.
Now the dead intern in
Joe Scarborough's got a dead intern, and Trump
might
says,
have a little investigation on that.
Trump says
it was already investigated. I read about it.
Yeah,
it was investigated. She had heart problems,
mm-hmm.
and she passed out, hit her head on her desk, and fell.
Convenient.
They investigated everything. There was no
mm-hmm.
foul play found.
Or else,
who knows? I mean, right. Yeah.
Could have been a perfect murder, too. Who knows?
Okay,
it's awfully strange.
You're going to create heart problems?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you can take somebody who's got heart problems and make it kind of easy on them by, you know, adding a little something to their coffee.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I would imagine
I like those stories better. Oh, yeah, sure. But I like those stories better than that she just had heart problems and hit her head. Boring. If you're going to have a scandal, let's make it good. Anyway, I don't want any of that. I want this happy, feel-good, everybody's even and in love story. So I want you know that song I do for Miss America when she wins? Here she is.
Yeah.
We need a special one. And I mean that. Because they're allowing mentally challenged ladies into these pageants now, so we can't just have the regular one. A special Miss USA, Miss America champion song. Because they're going to eventually allow all of them in there. And it made everybody's heart flitter. So what will they sing to Miss Special USA when she does trump all the rest of them and finally breaks through and beats all the regular ladies and everybody goes nuts, but she's got to have her own song. Miss Special USA. Because it's not normal anymore. There she is. Miss Special USA wheeling down the avenue. So we'll do it. A special song for our new Miss USA rules, which are the new standard of beauty, which is anybody. Can happen. You tell us what it's going to be. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. 97936 is the text number. You can go there or Facebook, all the other stuff. 602-260-9800 if you have any suggestions. Miss Special USA. They're having the pageant and they're just allowing anybody in who's allowed in. And they're doing it for attention. They're doing it to actually diminish the meaning of what they're doing by saying, oh, we need attention. Nobody watches these anymore. So let's use some mentally handicapped people to get attention for ourselves. And everybody's buying it, and I'm not. So let's get a song for him, shall we? Rock War's ready to go. We will have our song selections next. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, red, and badass. KUPD.
It's Rock Wars. It's Wednesday. It's late. We're getting through it. But it's time for Rock Wars, the weekly battle of musical supremacy held right here. What are the standings? We got to be close to, what, like 3 weeks left on this thing.
Right now, you've got 21 wins.
Yeah.
Brady has 10. Eric has 7.
Wow.
Wow, we suck.
Congratulations, me.
What happened? Like,
wow.
I won like 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You were killing it.
You
now look at me.
You're old and slow. You have to redraft. You have to rebuild your program. Wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's got to be the biggest. I'm starting a dynasty with that. That's huge. That's nearly the perfect season.
And good I believe Lord. Brady had a good last couple of months to make it even
a little closer. Wow, to get to double digits. That's devastating. Sorry, boys. Didn't know I was doing that to you. Well, we'll make the last week, as we have in all, worth the amount you're behind.
Really?
Yeah.
11 wins.
It's going to be an 11-win week. It's going to be a huge week. Here we go. It's the new theme song to the pageants that are using mentally handicapped people now to garner attention for themselves. And the mentally challenged are now totally in on beauty pageants. You know, and they say, oh, it's not about looks, and yet two-thirds of the events are all about looks, which is bikinis, how they look in big dresses and stuff like that. But it's not about how they look. But let's just keep in mind that they're doing it for the benefit of progress rather than anything else. And in fact, in May, our MILF contest, we're going to add in one mentally challenged woman and see if anybody calls us trailblazers. I bet you they won't. Brady, I'll start with you. The new song to crown Miss USA when she is that special lady.
Well, I wanted to keep it safe. No lyrics, because you could get in trouble with some of the lyrics. It could go the wrong direction. No, you're close. But I went with some of my favorite grocery store soundtracks because they're familiar.
Very good.
Kooky.
And?
Herman's.
And? Most of them are baggers.
Yes. That's what the
that's
grocery store
good.
Wow, you don't want to offend with the lyrics, but no. Your statement's fine.
Yeah, exactly,
the most
Eric.
Offensive
you get
one.
It.
God forbid you put lyrics in
Crazy
this.
Jose.
Happy Jose. Happy Jose. Grocery store stuff. You don't want to be offensive, but her talent was bagging.
Yeah.
By the way, win or lose, keep this in the cycle here. Where did you find this? Glorious.
Now we need this for background music.
Yeah. I love this.
It's very
well
pageant-esque.
I like that a lot. Very. It's, it'll keep people happy. And then the message is there while they play the bagger song. I won! You're the best bagger we've got.
Whenever we have more mentally challenged news, I guess.
There it is.
We can use that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. Eric, fire away with yours.
Well, I think we need something upbeat that has lyrics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when the pageant winners win, they always have a song
sing
with
to
lyrics.
Right.
The host
sing
wants
along.
To sing.
And this is it's good because I think it works in a variety of ways. It explains what it is in the title, what's going on with the whole situation. And then it has some great things in the lyrics. You're moving way too fast. Your haste is making waste. Join the human race. Well,
wow, that's rude.
That part
that's
out.
Rude.
Slow Down by Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's slow nice. Down. Good choice. Slow Down. Both words descriptors of our winner.
Up onto the stage, slow down.
Yeah, it's something they deal with regularly. Slow down.
She's in the high heels.
Slow down.
Be careful.
Yeah. Slow down. I like that. All right, well done. Good choice.
Sung by Mario Lopez.
Yeah, or Steve Harvey. I'm not sure who's going to sing it to her. It'll be one of the two. They co-host something. Miss Teen Special America is going to be more interesting. Or Mrs. And finally, mine's just one that I had the choice between two. I was going to go Slam Onyx because they're so strong, but the lyrics didn't fit. So the other thing was just an excuse to play this on the air. It's Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld, and it's just I just imagine the crowning sounding just insane. Go ahead.
Ta-da! Ta-da!
They could sing this to her. Takes her walk.
And Lords of the Underworld. Darkness. is filled my heart with hate. And when girls start to sleep with girls, his love will rise again.
How long ago was it?
Absolutely love that.
Was it in the late 90s or early 2000s?
Not longer than mine.
2000s.
Yeah, I think it was like 2002 or 3. Braids is the old. Well, maybe mine is the newest one.
Probably. Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Season 4, episode 4, 2000.
Oh, wow. So 2000, yeah.
Man, South Park's been on a long time.
It's been
time.
And I Man. Remember the first time I heard Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld, I was in the fetal position on the floor. At first it's funny, and then it won't, and then it kind of stops. And when it starts getting funny again, it's endlessly hilarious. So that's mine for that.
Am I the only one that took this seriously? Come on.
So I'm taking it very seriously.
What are you talking about?
I want her people. I don't hear color.
Jeez.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm progressive. Yeah, sorry. I didn't.
Merry
I mean,
Christmas.
Why is my song not being taken seriously? It's a rock and roll song by a couple of human beings.
Yeah, you're the bigot.
You're the bigot judging because it's not serious.
I brought serious a class to this event.
Brady brought class, like he said.
Class and brass.
Yeah, that's that too.
Except you called them all baggers.
They are baggers. Why can't they have, they can't have jobs? Jesus, Eric. Bring it home, man. Bring it home. Slow down. Who will win?
Mine was very nice.
602-260-9800.
Cautious. I want her to be cautious.
Will it be Ozzy Osbourne's Slow Down? Descriptors of our winner. Will it be Brady's Fantastic Tommy? What was his name?
Crazy Jose.
Happy Jose.
Kooky Freeman, Happy Jose was the
yeah,
name.
Happy oh, Jose. Yeah. Yeah. Kooky Freeman.
Okay. And it's just a grocery bagger song. Appropriate. And mine is Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld. Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld. Who will win? You can Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Fire over a call, 602-260-9800. Text WARS, 97936, or Facebook. We'll find our results next. It's 98.
Big, red, badass.
KUPD. It is in this. We just all kind of noticed that Brady's got a joke shirt on. Don't make me hangry. Fat guy joke shirt.
How did we not see this earlier?
I saw it earlier and I didn't want to acknowledge it, and then I kind of forgot he had it on, and then you brought it up again. I'm like, oh yeah, I was going to say something about that. Did you put that on and go, people are going to lose
Wait it. Until the boys get a hold of this one.
Who got you that? Don't say you bought it yourself. That's painful. Even if you did lie. Lie to me.
No, Ronnie.
Ronnie bought you a Don't Make Me Hangry shirt?
Yeah, because you're a joke to her.
Yeah.
That's going to turn up that sexual tension. Man, it is a hotbed of sexy in there.
Put this on, lard ass. Now it's funny at least. I cried when she gave it to me. Like, it's over.
Why did you get me this?
It's over. I can't. Man.
Why in the world would I wear this, Ronnie? Because fat guys are funny. Put it on. Okay. She's a ventriloquist. You're her puppet.
That's right. Pathetic.
All right. It's one of my favorite shirts now. Yeah.
Well,
Megan
now.
Got me a shirt that says, you, big nose. Oh, I'm wearing this everywhere. Thanks, doll. That's pathetic. All right. I feel bad, Brady. Are you hangry now?
It's not quite the poke me shirt, but it's we all have joke
Brady,
shirts.
That was about 7 years ago. I stopped wearing joke shirts when joke shirts stopped being joke.
Oh, are they out? I'm
completely.
Out. Completely. I'm out.
I think I wore the last joke shirt I had was the Poke Me shirt. It was about 7 or 8 years ago. And then
it was not too long ago.
It was a long time ago, because prior to that I wore the local
the
celebrity
years have
one.
Flashed by.
That was 2005. I know that.
Last one I had was
we
wore to our inappropriate shirt party the other night as a cock blocker in the Coke font.
Oh.
And C-blocker,
a rooster on
sorry.
It? Yeah, there you go. Yep. I can't do it now. For roosters. You hate those roosters.
Yeah, roosters. Right. Rooster blocker.
Eric is winning the championship song for the special Miss USA pageant because they're using handicapped people to garner ratings. And everybody wants to be progressive and nice, and they're not seeing the real reason this is happening. I won the emails. Eric won the phones. What do we got over there on the thing?
Right now on text, Brady's got about 10-vote lead over you, John. But on Facebook,
coming in
you're
strong.
Running away with it.
All right, there you go. I chose Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld. Brady chose a song that you would hear in a grocery store by Psychotic Joe and his friend Cookie Hedren. Just a song in the grocery store for baggers. And Eric chose Slow Down by Ozzy Osbourne. It's gold. And the emails are just flying in. I vote for Brady. He's one of them. He should know what they want to hear.
Fact.
I Want Candy would have been my first choice, but That's pretty good. That's actually really good. You guys just played that one before. Brady's song just makes me want to ride an elevator for hours and hours, my slow, painful, eventual death. But I'm going to vote for him anyway. It says, personally, I would have gone with Stewie Griffin's Down Syndrome Girl. Not familiar with that, but I bet you it's great. I'm going with John on that one. Thanks. If they bitch any more about it, I used to have it on CD, so I will bring it to you. Timmy. We've got it. John Holmberg, get out of my head. I was thinking the exact same thong song. The other two guys can suck it. Brady, good pick, but to be honest, I love them sometimes when I'm real pissed off. The whole one item per bag thing gets to me. You made me think about grocery stores, and that angers me. Eric, no, you're going too fast. That's a little hurtful and insensitive. John, all he's saying is I am Timmy. Living the lie, Timmy. Timma. How can that be offensive to anyone? Brady, your pick is cute. Absolutely cute. Eric, I think you're a loser. I'm voting for John. I want to hear Timmy sing. Pretty sure Eric will lose this week, even though he is the man on the inside. My vote goes to Timmy. I don't know what that means. Then just a couple Timmys. Killed it with this pick, John. You nailed this like a whore. The only other song I would have chose would have been Yakety Sax, the theme to Benny Hill. Brady, you were close, but no cigar. Eric, go F yourself and tell your wife to stop welching and pay me. Oh, I see. He took a wife swipe. I'm voting for Eric strictly. What does that say? Strictly on the fact that I hate you, John. Okay, Mr. AZ. I vote for Brady every week because I love this retarded pick, but now I have to go with John because I like when Brady's a retard, but not for the reasons. Well, that's just insensitive in 100 directions. Yeah, I got this one all locked up. All right, shut it down. John Gordon. Number five is today's choice. It is Facebook, and that is? That's you, me again. John. That's 22
running
wins.
Away just with
crushing
it.
The season.
Champion.
Crushing running the away season. With it. Killing it. Killing it. All right, Brett, it's time for you to entertain us, and we'll let Larry start his show with Timmy, which will be even better. Is he all right again? Is his voice back? He's feeling all
are
right.
Are we though. Sure? He we thought that yesterday,
boy,
too.
It started to disappear
full
yesterday
pipes.
Afternoon. Half pipes. Are you ready, Brady?
Ready.
Then entertain me, sir.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler and Scottsdale. If you still need some food for your Christmas party, check out PorkopolisBBQAZ.com, and we'll get back to you. Get your price.
I would hope so.
No. We won't get back to you.
We'll never, ever get back to you.
But call anyway.
Call anyway. It's probably fruitless. By the way, Mr. AZ, who said he hates me, has emailed back and says, you didn't do anything to me. It's just that you know a lot, and I wish I could be like you, but that will never happen.
Whoa.
Wow. I think that guy's going to kill me. I hate you because I love you so. Thanks, Mr. AZ. I love you back.
The paparazzi spotted Mark Hamill at JFK Airport in New York. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
With a hat on and glasses so people wouldn't recognize him.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
And he tweeted out, ha, arriving 5 a.m. I tried the old wheelchair trick just to avoid autograph salesmen and dealers who constantly badger me for and my family.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Increase value of their items.
I think it is. I don't think you can do that to that community. Because that would be like going in blackface in disguise. People would immediately light you up. If you go as a handicapped, aren't you doing the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Robin Leach is recovering from a mini stroke. He was on vacation in Cabo.
Make him speak. I'm going to lock
down on the lake and find me. No more than me. Let's take a look at this bungalow Jennifer Aniston just purchased with her new love.
That's kind of what was happening. He was on vacation in Cabo with his son, and his
Come
son
on,
did notice.
That
yeah, strokey Robin Leach.
How did this gringo impressed? We were in Mexico and have my face melted down.
Robin, you're dripping champagne.
Me no habla español, but this house is muy magnificent.
You've got caviar all over your chin.
The only way it should be.
Champagne wishes.
That's how you know.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Say champagne, Robin.
Champagne. Who wants another glass of champagne?
Here's a napkin.
I do, along with a small towel. I'm Robin Leach.
I have to close my eye to do it.
Uh-huh. Nicolette Sheridan.
Get into it like Jerry Jones.
Yeah, it's method acting.
Nicolette Sheridan will play Alexis Carrington on the CW's reboot of Dynasty.
That thing's dying a slow death, so they got to bring back some.
She was in the other one,
She was
right?
in Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing.
Right?
Yeah. She's playing Joan Collins' part in the original.
Ooh. So this is a true, like, redo. Same characters, just younger? I thought it was like a new version of Dynasty. It was the Carrington family, but today.
It's a reboot.
So they just used all the old characters, they just made them young and started over. And modernized it. And they have a lot of gay on that show, too. I've turned it on the other night. I'm like, oh, there's that Dynasty thing. What if there's anything going on? And it's just soap opera and the two gay guys that are... It's kind of interesting because they're hiding their gay, I think. I didn't grasp because I haven't watched any other episodes, but I kind of got the idea that no one knows. And every time they're in the same room, they just lit it up. Man, they got it going like immediately. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they'd pull back when somebody come in and act all manly.
We had a celebrity death. Mitch Margo from The Tokens died on Friday, the age
Who?
Of 70. The Tokens.
Got any of that?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh.
Aha.
Ah.
Kind of a celebrity.
He's not a celebrity. The song is. They're not. You remember the song more
singer?
Than that? Yeah. Did he sing it?
I'm not sure if he's a singer or not.
Is he a Weema Bumbaway guy?
He's one of the Tokens.
Is that him? I don't care about anybody else. Everyone can do this except that guy.
He's a bop, maybe.
That's the guy. He's a celebrity. All the rest are people you can pull off the streets to do Weemba Wops.
What's his name again? Mitch Margo.
What about that? Is that a woman in the background?
Or whatever that is.
That's like a banshee.
That could be Mitch.
That's some Irish banshee haunting these men. I've never seen these guys. Are they white?
I think so.
This also we ask a lot of questions for the
most
celebrity
part. For the most part.
How much of a celebrity if you've got this much... If you're this inquisitive about the who's, whys, and whats, are they celebrities? That's him?
Is he the banshee?
Him. That's him.
He looks like everyone's grandma after a bad haircut. And now he's Dr.
Here's,
Demento.
Here's him in Better Days.
That's the guys who sang right this?
He's yeah. the main guy, it looks like. He's
they look like Star Trek extras.
Yep.
Rest in peace, dude.
I'd like to hear them do that. Not now, obviously.
There's
but
a better
up until
picture. That's Pauly Shore in yeah. Bilbo Baggins. 25 years.
How did they know so much about Africa? No way. I didn't see that coming, I'll be honest. Well, goodbye, Mitch Margo.
We hardly knew ye.
Your legend will live on starting now.
And Malcolm Young was laid to rest yesterday.
Oh, really? That was a while, wasn't it?
He was kind of resting already, wasn't he?
Put him on ice for a while.
All right, just give me from the middle on with Timmy. Started at 17 seconds against the whole thing. All right, you ready?
It's 2 minutes.
That's easy. All right, we'll start it off with Timmy, the champion song this week. An appropriate way to close her out.
Way to go, John. Way to win again.
I won again. Thank you, Eric.
All comes down to the playoffs.
That's right. Now it's got to be a big 12-win playoff. We'll do the last 2 weeks as 6 wins. Or whatever Eric's behind. Eric's way behind. So it's like
he's got 7.
14.
He's 14 behind.
So if Brady wins next week, we'll do 7-7. Then he's back in it. Got to win the last week. That's how it'll work. 3 weeks. We got 3 weeks left. We'll break it down.
How about 10,000? 10,000
wins.
That's
dumb. That doesn't make any sense.
Sure
so
does.
If you have a 14.
We only have 2 more Wednesdays.
All right. So if you have a 14.
10,000 wins.
That doesn't
million?
Mean you guys are idiots.
A point million.
If I'm 14 ahead of last place, the next 2 weeks are worth 7.
Sounds good.
Right.
I like 10,000 or
That's
point million.
Dumb.
Point million.
Dumb.
16 million. Point million.
That is a good number.
Done.
2,000?
Agreed.
I'll do
Everybody
that.
In? I'll say A.
Right. 2,000.
2,000 it is. 1,000? Want to make it a little smaller?
That's not enough.
No? All right.
That's too rich for my blood.
All right, we're done. Larry McFeely is coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great one, and we'll welcome you with Timmy. It's 98 KUPD. Go get him.